quote, I trust men of their word, and I trust liars. If I am true enough, I feel the heartbeats of others above my own, unquote. Whether you call it judging or labeling, notice when you think of others as evil, lazy, dishonest, stupid, or ugly, then affirm, I see myself in this person, and I choose to be in a space of goodness rather than judgment. There's a Sanskrit word, namaste, that can help you with this. When used as a greeting, it roughly translates to, I honor the place in you where we are all one. So silently or verbally begin telling others, namaste, in order to remind yourself to love everyone as your own children. Do the Tao now. Vow to spend a day looking for opportunities to practice kindness in circumstances that usually provoke judgment. Notice what you think or say about a panhandler, a relative whom you feel animosity toward, or even a politician or TV commentator speaking in terms that send you off in a flurry of critical thoughts. Take that opportunity to become a noticer, decreasing your criticism while increasing the amount of courtesy and goodness in your world. The 50th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, Between birth and death, 3 in 10 are followers of life, 3 in 10 are followers of death, and men just passing from birth to death also number 3 in 10. Why is this so? Because they clutch to life and cling to this passing world. But there is 1 of 10 that say, so sure of life, that tigers and wild bulls keep clear. Weapons turn from him on the battlefield. Rhinoceroses have no place to horn him. Tigers find no place for claws. And soldiers have no place to thrust their blades. Why is this so? Because he dwells in that place where death cannot enter. Realize your essence, and you will witness the end without ending. Unquote. Living as an immortal. In this passage, Lao Tzu asks you to change the way you look at your mortality. The Tao teaches that death is an insignificant detail that doesn't need to be consciously struggled with or dreaded. As this verse of the Tao Te Ching informs you, there's a place where death cannot enter. Talk about your life changing when you change your thoughts. This is the ultimate, since the fear of death tops virtually everyone's list of anxieties. If you see yourself solely as a physical mortal, then you're part of the 90% of the population that this passage refers to as followers of life, followers of death, or just passing from birth to death. Here you're being encouraged to aspire to be part of the remaining 10% for whom thoughts of mortality don't invade the heart space or life in general. By altering the way you see death, you'll be in that select group. You'll experience life on the active side of infinity, knowing yourself first and foremost as a spiritual being having a temporary human experience rather than the other way around. In this realm, you'll be gracefully adept at moving along free of the fear of life-threatening events. You'll have a knowing about yourself and your connection to the Tao that simply allows you to ride with life like a fearless downhill skier who's at one with the snow-covered mountains. Without resorting to judgment, you'll notice others who are perpetually victimized by scams and bureaucracies and indifference and natural disasters and criminals and meddling relatives and so on. With an intimate awareness of your infinite essence that's centered in the Tao, you'll most likely escape from victimization yourself, and you'll lightly deal with situations that others tend to get stuck in. In other words, when you know your own endless nature and live each day with this awareness directing you, there will simply be no space within you for mortality to call the shots. If harm ever does make an attempt to inflict damage or death on you, it won't find a place to sink its hooks in. Change how you think about death by seeing your essential spiritual beingness, and you'll be able to enjoy this world without the dread caused by believing you are of it. When you know your immortality through the flow of the Tao, you won't even need to assign it a worldly concept or formal religion. And when the time comes for you to remove the worn-out coat you call your body, Lao Tzu says, quote, you will witness the end without ending, unquote. Contemplate the teachings of the Tao Te Ching and realize that you can never really be killed or even harmed. With this view of life, you'll be able to clear your inner battlefield of the army of beliefs that continually try to march on your essential self. Fear and dread are weapons that can't hurt or threaten you. Even the natural elements symbolized by rhino's horns and tiger's claws can't inflict damage because they butt against and tear at a space that has no solidity for them to inflict pain. You dwell in a place that cannot be penetrated by death. No longer are you clutching at the 10,000 things and treating your short journey from cradle to grave as your one and only ultimate life experience. Now you're the infinite Tao, living your real essence. Although Lao Tzu lived 25 centuries ago, he is still very much alive. I feel him urging you to heed the following bits of wisdom. First, create affirmations. Remind yourself, no one dies, including myself. Affirm that you can never be harmed or destroyed, for you are not your body. If you stay connected to this reality, you'll automatically deflect dangers that may have previously been able to invade your physical space. For example, as the Indian saint Muktananda lay dying, his devotees are said to have surrounded him, pleading, "Please don't leave." Muktananda replied, "Don't be silly. Where could I go?" The great Swami realized his true essence and knew that he was at an end without ending. And secondly, die while you're alive. In your imagination, contemplate the death of your physical shell. Visualize it lying there lifeless and observe how you, the witness, aren't identified with this corpse. Now bring that same attention to your body as it gets up and goes about its daily tasks. Nothing could harm your human form when it was dead, and nothing can harm you now because you are not that body. You're the invisible, witnessing essence. Remain in this realization, knowing that you've experienced the death of your earthly container as your primary source of identification. In this new awareness, you're impenetrable and free. Here's how Leonardo da Vinci expressed the message of this verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "While I thought that I was learning how to live, I have been learning how to die," unquote. Do this now while you're still alive. Do the Tao now. This Tao exercise is an inner vision quest in which you picture yourself as immune to harm. Create your own imagined picture of danger, or draw on the 50th verse of the Tao Te Ching for threats to your life. Tigers jump at you and miss. Swords are thrust at you, but do no damage. Bombs explode, but you're unscathed. Keep this image of yourself as incapable of being harmed, regardless of what goes on in your body. Then use this witness to your immortality vision to help you activate dormant protective forces that will accommodate you in fulfilling what you've imagined. The 51st verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "The way connects all living beings to